Dan Kosmowski is a very busy guy. He's head men's basketball coach at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. He's routinely going out of the recruiting trail. He conducts basketball camps in the summer, and he's part of the academic faculty at St. Olaf, teaching activity classes throughout the week. However, Dan's not too busy to join us again on Sports and Commentary. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on the show. This is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to connect at WWIB.com. Dan Kosmowski is in his 26th season at St. Olaf after a stint on the bench with his alma mater, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And Dan, welcome to the show again. You and I are getting together just a few minutes after you taught a class there at St. Olaf. Now, officially, I guess coaches like Bobby Knight, Mike Krzyzewski, these coaches are on the faculty, the teaching faculty, but I doubt if either of them ever showed up for an 8 a.m. on a Monday morning, 8 a.m. class. You feel, though, like a teaching class is there, helps you stay connected with student life?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It, the benefit of being at a smaller school, you don't know everybody's names, but you're able to connect and reach out to get to know other people, just to be in a room and just coach basketball players all season long. It helps you to become a part of the greater area of the college. And just when you see students on campus, which is smaller camp, being a smaller campus, we do, that you're able to connect to them. It's definitely a great part of my life. It is busy when the season's going on. I'm not going to lie to you. It's time consuming, but it's wonderful.
Yeah, I bet. So who has been your biggest influencer and mentor as a coach?
Well, I was at the University of Minnesota for 9 years, and my boss was the person I worked for was Clem Haskins, and he was a man raised in a farm, 11 brothers and sisters, black man in rural Kentucky, and knowing the values of hard work, knowing the values of faith, he brought that to the University of Minnesota, and I learned a lot of things basketball-wise, but I think the greatest gift that he gave me was how important it is to care about your players. And sometimes coaches can get a little blindsided, and we want to win games, and we don't want to, get involved. And these are young men that if and when they're sick, they're your children. And I know every year that he would take the team to three or four times to a different church. Faith was an important part of his journey. Prayer in the locker room was an important part of the journey, That's probably the greatest gift that I received in regards to, and he was a man of truth, a man of honesty, and treated his players with respect. We just retired one of his players. His name was Willie Burton. We just retired his number in Williams Arena about two Sundays ago, and just to have him, Coach Haskins, come back and all the players come back and celebrate that moment. It's just a lot of wonderful memories and he'll forever be a special part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dad, you're a big summer basketball camp guy. You've coached in summer camps for years, including multiple trips with the Athletes in Action Ministry team overseas. Play games, exhibition games, share your faith, bond with your players spiritually, learn the Bible together, read the Word. What has that experience with the AIA basketball team been like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely helped change my life and helped shape my life. I think the summer times, Division III, sometimes now it's a little bit more consuming with recruiting, but I felt a little bit empty in regards to the summertime. What else can I do to to help serve and obviously grow myself? In 2003, my first trip was to Spain and we took a group of players to Spain, and we practiced. We were there for, I think, 17, 18 days. And first of all, to learn about the culture, important. Second, to see, you know, where the country, and where are they in their faith, and what are their needs, and obviously, what can you say, what you can't say, and you hopefully feel that you have something to give to the American players that are going along, that this is part of their faith journey, this is part of their seeds, their learning, and then to play against another team and be able to share your faith in a country that maybe is not as receptive in regards to, you know, how do I come across and let them know the importance of Jesus in your life. And I was able to I went to Lithuania, took a trip to Lithuania, and I told you earlier, I've been to Poland twice with the name Kosmowski. That's not a bad start, huh?
Yeah, not at all. That's perfect. Dan Kosmowski, the head basketball coach at St. Olaf College, D3 program in Northfield, Minnesota. This guy has been around buckets his entire life. He was state high school all-state player at Owatonna, Minnesota, in their high school Hall of Fame. And then on with the Gophers as a player, part of that kind of dream team in the 70s with Michael Thompson, Kevin McHale, Flip Saunders on that team. And I think we'll pick it up there, Dan, with you next time if we can impose upon you to come back and talk about playing on a Gopher program and coaching there with the University of Minnesota. So thanks for being here today, and we'll talk soon again, all right?
Okay, will do.